In Afghanistan, the long-expected surge will be complete in about a month. And one tactic in the counterinsurgency campaign is the targeting of Taliban leaders for elimination. In the last 5 months, the Pentagon says the U.S. military raids have taken more than 130 significant insurgents out of action. The idea is to diminish the influence of the Taliban and deny its sympathy from Afghan civilians. Sounds reasonable, but in a sense, the U.S. military has been here before. A controversial campaign of assassinations of communist leaders in Vietnam, the Phoenix Program, tried and failed to achieve that same end nearly a half century ago. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Neil Sheehan, the legendary Vietnam correspondent, author of the book A Bright Shining Lie, and his most recent book is A Fiery Peace in a Cold War. Good morning, Neil Sheehan.
Good morning.
The policy of targeting senior members of the Taliban using covert operations, does it remind you of any particular program during the Vietnam era, for instance, the Phoenix program?
Yes, it does, because that was also an assassination program.
And the Phoenix program started out as like a brilliant idea to reduce the credibility of the Viet Cong and the insurgency in Vietnam. And it didn't turn out that way at all. Recall what happened.
Well, what happened was they set out to target and kill or capture the Viet Cong in the countryside, particularly the so-called shadow government, because the Viet Cong had a government, a clandestine government in the countryside, to kill the leadership or capture them. In most cases, it was easier for the people involved to kill them. What happened was that the program got totally out of hand. They never had good intelligence on who was a Viet Cong official. And they ended up killing an awful lot of innocent people. They killed thousands of people over the years the thing was active. And it was easier for these teams of Phoenix assassination squads to kill somebody rather than to capture them. It was dangerous to try to capture them, so they just killed somebody. They established quotas. They did kill a lot of Viet Cong, but they killed an awful lot of innocent people in the process.
What was the impact of the Phoenix program on the reception for U.S. forces in Vietnam, and particularly relations with the South Vietnamese forces?
Well, I don't think it did us any. It had no effect on our relationship with the South Vietnamese forces. The Vietnamese were used under CIA direction. They recruited Vietnamese assassination squads, with Americans also involved. What it did was it increased the hatred of us among the people in the countryside who were the backbone of the Viet Cong, the peasantry who provided the manpower for the Viet Cong. These assassination programs are it sounds like a wonderful idea, but when you try to apply it in a foreign land where you don't know who is whom, and your intelligence is bad, it can get out of hand and become very messy business.
When the Phoenix program was disbanded or discontinued in Vietnam, was the expectation that it would not be tried again, that this would go back on the shelf and that was a closed chapter, that the lesson here was don't try this again?
That was the conclusion. I mean, if you may remember, there were hearings in Congress, and the idea of assassinating people was decided that the United States would not adopt a policy like that again. And that was really in reaction to the Phoenix program.
So when you see in Afghanistan the policy of finding high-value targets within the Taliban and taking out leadership individuals in Afghanistan as a way of diminishing the significance of the Taliban, what's your reaction? Does the Defense Department believe that the Phoenix program just wasn't executed properly, or have they literally misread a major lesson that you reported on from the Vietnam War?
I think they've forgotten. You've got a new generation of leadership within the military and the civilian component of the Defense Department, and they've forgotten about the past, and they think this is a great idea, and so they're going to go ahead and do it. But the problem is that they face, as far as I can tell, the same problem in Afghanistan we faced in Vietnam, lack of good intelligence. It's one thing to have one of these programs. It's another thing to know who you're going to capture, who you're going to kill. We haven't found Osama bin Laden or Zawahiri, his deputy, and it's been a long time since 9/11. So you can imagine the state of what the real state of their intelligence is.
What do you think is in the mind of General David Petraeus, who's right in the middle of all this? And of course, he's famous for writing the book on counterinsurgency as part of his education.
Well, I'm sure he has the best of intentions. And if they have a program which is very tightly controlled and it's based on really solid intelligence, what solid intelligence they can get, then you can't fault them for it, because obviously the Taliban are after our people, and we have a right to go after them as well. It's a war. But General Petraeus would have to keep the thing very tight, under very tight control, for it not to become like Phoenix did. In Phoenix, they established quotas. The teams had to kill so many or capture so many Viet Cong per month, men and women. And you don't have the problem of that in the sexist Afghanistan, you don't have the women on the other side like that. But he'd have to be awfully careful not to fall into the problems that they did with Phoenix. And also, these programs have a way of corrupting, because assassination is something that's foreign to American ways of war, and they have a way of corrupting your people.
Well, lessons of Vietnam, and particularly lessons of a program called the Phoenix Program, which was a program to target high-value individuals within the Viet Cong and assassinate them as a way of diminishing the strategic significance of the Viet Cong. Didn't work in Vietnam. The question is, will a program like it work in Afghanistan? Neil Sheehan is the author of A Bright Shining Lie and A Fiery Peace in a Cold War. Thanks so much, Neil.
You're welcome.
Today we're looking at lessons from wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Vietnam. We want to hear from you. What lessons do we need to learn from the past as we look forward to our war in Afghanistan or the surge in Afghanistan? The Phoenix Program rises from the ashes, possibly in Afghanistan. What other lessons can you think of? 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-869-8253. That's how you can reach us.